From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Michelle Norris. Congress is set to release its final report on the September 11th attacks tomorrow. It will fill in some of the details about how the attacks were organized and how intelligence agencies failed to pick up on clues that might have prevented them. NPR's Larry Abramson reports.
Last December, a joint Senate-House panel concluded that intelligence officials had no specific information that would have tipped them off to the plot. But that report did say the FBI, the CIA, and other agencies missed indications that Al-Qaeda was planning a spectacular attack. Now, the declassified version of this report underscores that point. The panel concluded the FBI did not pursue information pointing to two of the hijackers, Nawaf al-Hazmi and Khalid al-Midar, even though they were living with an FBI informant in San Diego. The FBI was also tailing another man, Omar al-Bayoumi, who helped those hijackers get an apartment. The report says the FBI dropped their investigation of al-Bayoumi despite evidence he might have been an agent of the Saudi government. Senator Bob Graham of Florida says this finding is key because it indicates the U.S. missed evidence of possible foreign support for the hijackers. 15 of them were Saudi nationals.
In the section that deals with foreign governments, I think there is an appropriate suggestion that there was an infrastructure of support in place before these hijackers arrived in the United States.
But exactly what the U.S. knew about foreign support will remain a government secret. The administration lobbied successfully to keep that information classified and out of the final report. That's led Democrats like Graham to charge the administration is trying to protect something other than national security.
I think it has more to do with withholding information that would be embarrassing to the agencies in that it would expose instances of turf protection, failure to communicate, and incompetence, which contributed to the tragedy of September the 11th.
Graham has reasons to care. He was a leader of the congressional investigation. Nowadays, he happens to be running for president. The current Republican chair of the House Intelligence Committee, Representative Porter Goss, is more restrained. He says there was no battle over which parts of the report to declassify. It was more like a healthy give and take.
I would say that we won virtually all of the battles we wanted to win in terms of getting information to the public. Now, we didn't win it all in exactly the form we wanted it, but the material, the subject matter is pretty much out there.
And so the meaning of the final report may depend on who's reading it. The FBI, for its part, has said the report adds little to the facts. The Bureau says it did investigate Omar al-Bayoumi, the man who helped the hijackers get an apartment. But the FBI says there was and still is no evidence al-Bayoumi knew what the hijackers were up to. Besides, the agency says this report describes an FBI that doesn't really exist anymore. The Bureau has been retooled from a crime-solving agency into a terror fighting force. And indeed, a large chunk of the federal government has been reorganized for the same purpose with the creation of the Department of Homeland Security. Former Indiana Congressman Tim Romer says that's all the more reason to read this report carefully and ask this question.
Have we simply created stovepipes that may add into communication failures and lack of sharing that was one of the primary reasons for the failure in the first part?
So this 900-page congressional report could raise new questions about steps taken since 9/11 as the second anniversary of the attacks approaches. Larry Abramson, NPR News, Washington.